Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So this weekend, me and my wife watched this documentary, and the title of the documentary was called Would You Be My Neighbor? Now, some of you are saying, oh, that's Mr. Rogers, and other people are going, eh? Well, Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, had a TV show from the early 60s to the 70s that was called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And it was a kid's show, and it was based out of Philadelphia originally, and he worked in Boston, and he was very, very famous. Now, depending on whether you grew up with him and the time and your parents, you may have found him to be just enthralling. You may remember watching the show. Some of us, you know, I grew up New York Italian. We didn't find that stuff all that cool. It was a little creepy, you know. But no matter what, the man was an icon. And he had a sense of what kids felt and how to make them feel better. So I thought to myself as I was watching this, I'm saying, what if we try to apply some of that stuff to our marketing? Could it work? Would it work? Some people would say no, because advertising in a lot of ways is just about trying to create a want in people. In order to create a want in people, often you have to make them feel bad, okay? Like FOMO, fear of missing out. You know, if you don't get this now, you're not going to be that great. Or you could be better than you are right now if you just could afford that Mercedes-Benz. Man, your friends would look at you and say, I'm moving on up to the top, right? Because you've got this great car and, man, you've made it, you know. And then there's the keeping up with the Joneses thing. You know, it's like, oh, we got a, you know, they've got a big house. We got a big house. You know, it's like, or I got to be strong. And all these things that are meant to build you up. But, you know, it's like Instagram. I hate to tell you guys, but Instagram is primarily using models and makeup artists and lighting and professional photography to make you feel like, hey, I want this thing. You know, it's not real life in a lot of ways. I mean, some of it is. There are people and your friends who take real pictures and put them up there. But a lot of the brands are just trying to sell you who you could be rather than who you are. So what's the difference between that traditional advertising model and, say, like a Mr. Rogers advertising model? Well, the biggest thing about Mr. Rogers is he knew how to get at the heart of children. He knew how to make them feel. And so what I want to do is I want to give you five concepts that I pulled away from this movie that I remember from my childhood that might just apply to your marketing. It might apply to your audience. It's not going to work for everybody, but it could. So the biggest thing about Mr. Rogers is he heard children. In other words, he listened and asked questions. And he would get down to their level and look them in the eye. And he had puppets and he would sit and talk to them very slowly and ask them questions and let them respond. He heard what they had to say. And he interacted with them based on what it is that they were saying. So are we so busy trying to promote our stuff and change the world, or are we really listening to what our audience wants? And are we taking the time and attention for them? The second one is accepted. So one of the things that he did is he wanted everybody in the room, all inclusive. Didn't matter your age, your gender, your ethnicity, anything like that, they were all equal in his eyes. And he made them feel that way. And kids would line up to see him. They just felt like, oh, I've got to meet this man and his puppets. So the thing that he did is he showed them empathy and saying, you are perfect just the way you are. So you could use that in your marketing. You could tell people you are fine just the way you are. That doesn't create the want or the need, but it makes them feel accepted. It makes them feel like part of your tribe. So maybe that's the essence of what you can use from that particular tip. The next thing he made them feel is loved. That they were special and they were not alone. And no matter what their flaws or maybe what their parents were telling them or other kids at school, that they were special, they were loved, and they needed to embrace their uniqueness. So can you use marketing messages to help people express their uniqueness, to feel stronger about themselves? If your brand, if your product or your service helps them do that without making them feel guilty and beating them down, you might have a client for life. Another thing that Mr. Rogers did is he made people feel safe. And he had this one quote that he said that really got me, and also part of the movie, he was talking about 9/11. And he was torn. He's like, what can I say that would make a difference after the 9/11 tragedy? But this is the quote. He said, when I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. So can you use that? Can you convince people that you're there for their safety, for their benefit, to improve their lives? Are you going at it in a way that you are the helper and people find you because you are helping? That could be part of your brand. And the final piece to this puzzle is you are worthy. He always showed kids respect. He understood that they had feelings. He understood that they were people. And he always met them right where they were at that moment. He didn't need to meet them in the future. He didn't need to meet them in the past. He was in the present. So can your message get across that you're looking at people in a way that their present is exactly what you're addressing? That they feel akin and worthy, that they can utilize your product to do whatever, to feel better, to grow their business. It doesn't matter. Are they worthy? So let me go through those five again. He made people feel heard, accepted, loved, safe, and worthy. So think about sales. Sales is about closing, overcoming objections, you know, selling the benefits and features and things like that. But a lot of time, people just want to feel accepted. So is there something out of this podcast, and there may not be, that you could use to help people feel like they're okay, like they're special, like you care about them and their needs first? That's the key. So whether you knew Mr. Rogers or never even heard of him, whether you loved him or were creeped out, the bottom line is the man cared. And he lived every day to its fullest. So if you like this, I'd also love to introduce you to my latest course. It's called Easy Evernote. Go to Evernote4business.com. That's Evernote4business.com and check it out. You'll learn how to become more productive and profitable in your business in some easy steps.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.